Good morning, everyone.
This past Friday, I helped my best friend, Edward, stop crying because some of our classmates kept on tattletaling on him. I went to his desk and pat him on the shoulder and whispered, "It's okay, Edward." He stopped crying and said, "Okay," and continued doing our classwork. Also in second grade, I helped my classmate, John Paul, feel better by playing with him during indoor recess because nobody wanted to play tic-tac-toe with them. I played a few rounds and that made John Paul feel happy.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Nathan. What does kindness mean to me? For me, kindness means showing others that you care and doing something nice for other people. It means making other people happy, friendly, generous, and considerate. It's like when I play with my friends, I share my toys with them, invite others who are being left out, and make sure that everybody else is enjoying as much as I am. Just like when we ate at a buffet, there was a nice lady who helped me get my soup and made sure I didn't burn myself. It felt good to know somebody showed me kindness, even if they didn't know me. The world would be a better place for everybody if we could show kindness without expecting anything in return. Here is a Bible verse I would like to share with you. 1 Thessalonians 5:15. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always try to be kind to each other and to everyone else. God bless you all. Thank you.
Good morning, church. My name is Ellie, and today I'm going to talk about how each drop of kindness counts. You see, in third grade, there was a new girl. And I know what you're thinking. A new kid? What's the big deal about that? Well, this specific new kid was from France. Her name was Elodie. She didn't know English that well, and she had a thick French accent. Throughout the school day, people were laughing about her accent, asking weird questions like, "Are French fries from France?" and "Do you eat baguettes all day or something?" Obviously, she didn't understand every word they were saying, but she could tell by their tones that they were laughing and joking about her. In class, the teacher chose someone to show Elodie around and where everything is and should be. Thankfully, she chose me. I knew that if she chose any other person in that room, it would be a very long day for Elodie. I took this chance to introduce myself to her in the clearest and simplest way I could. At the same time, I was teaching her some more English, and at the very, very same time, I was showing her around. She started to open up to me and became less shy. From that day on, she and I have been best friends. So I have a goal for each and every one of you. Be the reason someone smiles today. Maybe even a quick hello to someone you don't really talk to, a thank you that you never got to say, an apology for something you didn't mean, or a supportive high five for anyone. Whatever you do, just be kind. Thank you.
Hey, church. A few days ago, I was in school, and I have a new girl in my class. Her name is Kaya, and she is Jamaican, but she knows a lot of English. And so, since she's Jamaican, she needed help showing around. So I helped her show stuff around during the school day, and I helped being her friend. She loved to play handball, so one day when we were playing handball, a boy in my class who is not very nice to her said that she was very bad at handball, which is not true. So she said she started feeling really bad, and she told me about it since I was right there, and she kind of stormed off to go to the fence to be alone. But while she was sitting there alone, sad, I stayed with that boy in my class, and I talked to him about it. I made him say sorry because I told him that she felt really sad. After he said sorry, she felt a little better, but she still felt sad. So we went to go play something else. I asked her what she wanted to play, and since she also loves Gaga Ball, we went to go play Gaga Ball together.